Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are live. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the Lake Isle Country Club, Molino's Restaurant. We're here for the 2019 Healthcare Heroes, honoring 10 of Westchester's best in that field. We're produced this afternoon by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics.
Life Science.
I'm Bob Marone, along with co-host Jim Cleefield and the engineer you just heard, Matt Kahn. Our face guest is Kim Kariri, and she is the Chief Operating Officer of Scarsdale Medical Group. So you're the chief cook and administrator of the place, huh?
That's pretty much it, yep. I kind of do a little bit of everything.
How long you been doing it?
Close to 5 years, I've been in the group.
Have you always worked in the medical field, or would you consider yourself more of an executive and a manager?
Always been in healthcare.
Always been in healthcare. You started very recently, obviously.
Yes. It's good that we have dermatology at the practice. It keeps me young.
Oh, well, that's good, too. Well, that's a good start. Tell us what you do at your practice. It's a very well-known facility. Tell us about it.
Well, I have the privilege and honor of running the practice. So I work directly with the partners and basically run all daily operations, financial operations for the practice. We've recently affiliated with White Plains Hospital, who's been a fabulous partner. And we just continue to grow. So we're very excited to see what's going to happen with the practice in the future.
How long have you been around?
In here in Westchester or just in life in general?
No, not you. No, I don't ask women their age. I'm still alive. I don't have suicidal tendencies. Although in your case, I'm sure you're very extremely young. Probably too young for your job.
I am. See?
I mean the Scarsdale Medical Group.
You got to put a little bit of humor in everything every day.
I like.
So I've been with the group almost 5 years, but in Westchester County, probably about 10 years doing healthcare.
Okay, but the Scarsdale Medical Group, how long have they been around? Then it's now you.
60 years.
60 years?
Yes. Dr. Lippman, who is actually being honored today, which I have the honor and privilege of actually introducing him, who is one of the founding members of the practice, and we have been in existence for 60 years. So we have two locations. One is at the Four Corners in Scarsdale proper, and the other is at 600 Mamaroneck Avenue.
We're talking with Kim Kariri. She is the rather energetic CEO of Scarsdale Medical Group, and you need to be energetic if you run that kind of practice. How many doctors are in the practice, and how many specialties are you dealing with?
We have a number of different specialties because we are a multi-specialty practice, so neurology, cardiology, GI, you name it. We do a little bit of everything. I have 66-plus doctors.
66?
66, because we have some that work part-time, per diem, what have you, but overall, it's a little bit more than 200 employees.
Now, Matt wanted me to ask you, do you have any doctors that could help, let's say, hair grow for the premature? Really bold.
I do not, unfortunately, but you never know what's going to happen around the corner when we bring on new specialties, so I will make sure I keep Matt in mind.
Thank you very much. Now, Kim, every practice has something that they're really known for. What would you say the Scarsdale Medical Group is so especially known for?
I think it's caring and compassion, and it's loyalty to its patients. It's been around. There's a reason why it's been around for so long. They really, truly care about where we stand in Scarsdale and the healthcare in Westchester County. I am, again, very honored and fortunate to work with a bunch of professionals that go above and beyond for their patients.
Well, we're beginning to ingest, if you will, the scope of your job. With 66 doctors, that obviously doesn't include the assistants, the people that check people in, the accountants, the bill payers, the bill collectors, plus the facility. You have to worry about all of that.
I do. It is a lot to worry about and to take care of, but at the end of the day, I am, again, blessed with a wonderful job, and I work with wonderful people every day, and you couldn't ask for a better place to be.
How many other employees?
In total, right now, it's 200 employees, and that's not including the doctors.
And they're all under your firm hand, your tutelage. Wow, that's a big practice. What's the hardest thing about doing what you do?
The hardest thing about doing what I do is probably going through and making sure things are running smoothly every day, because every day is a new challenge for the practice. Something comes up, but at the end of the day, we make it work. And as long as the patient is taken care of, that's all we care about.
What kinds of hours do you work?
Right now, our location at 259, which is in Scarsdale proper, is open every morning from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. because we do our urgent care hours after hours. And the location at 600 is 7 to 6.
What about Kim Kariri? What are your hours?
Well, Kim Kariri just tends to work 24 hours, 7 days a week, but that's okay.
So that must make you popular at home.
It does. I mean, with a 10-year-old, you know, she keeps me running, but it's been great, and I have no complaints.
You really don't have any complaints. What's coming through, and that voice you hear is that of Kim Kariri. She's the chief operating officer at the Scarsdale Medical Group. They have 66 doctors with many, many specialties, a total employee number of 200. She runs the place. Wow. Why are you so happy? Why do you enjoy this so much? It sounds like a lot of responsibility.
It is a lot of responsibility, but if you can't get up every day and enjoy what you're doing, then it's time for a new job. And actually now with the affiliation with the hospital, it just made it better that we're just going to expand and be able to take care of more patients. So it's been an exciting time.
And again, we remind folks that affiliation is with White Plains Hospital. You're going to be introducing one of the winners today, one of the 10 people who are being honored. Tell us about him.
Dr. Marvin N. Lippman, who is 90 years old.
90. He's older than me. Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
He has been practicing for over 50 years and is an endocrinologist as well as internal medicine. And he's just a fabulous individual. And he goes above and beyond every day to take care of his patients. And we actually was also a founding member of Scarsdale Medical Group.
Founding member. Before we go, what we'd like you to do is tell us, so people are listening to this and saying, that sounds like a person I'd want to work with. I'd want to go call up and make an appointment. It sounds like doctors and services I could use. Do you have a website, A, B? How do they get a hold of the practice? And tell us once again where you're located, the two places.
Sure. So the two locations are in Scarsdale at 259 Heathcote Road, and we also have the other one at 600 Mamaroneck Avenue. We do have a website, a brand new website, so we'd love everybody to check that out, as well as you can go to the White Plains Hospital website, and that will link you over to Scarsdale's website as well. And our telephone number is 914-723-8100.
Give it out again. People, when you give out a phone number, they scramble for the pen and then they drop. So give it out again.
914-723-8100.
And we can't let you go. We love children on this broadcast. Your 10-year-old, what's her name?
Elizabeth.
What are her interests? What does she do that drives you busy, that keeps you crazy?
Between taekwondo, gymnastics, and just running me ragged as a 10-year-old, it's just a little bit of everything. But you know what? It's one of the best jobs you can have is being a mom.
Well, you're so busy, you should change the name of that to Kim Can Do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you very much. What a hardworking woman. They're lucky to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kim Kariri, everyone. She is the chief operating officer at the Scarsdale Medical Group. We're going to take a break. Matt's going to scan the floor for people who might help him with his problem, one of the other medical experts. We will be back after these words.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good afternoon once again, and we have returned. We are live at the Lake Isle Country Club, Molino's Restaurant, and we're here. We're here for the 2019 Healthcare Heroes, and we have one of the heroes with us. But first, we're produced this afternoon by Saw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Lipolis Electric, or Lipolis is a better pronunciation.
Lipolis Electric.
Thank you very much. Genesis Exhibits, Breezemont Day Camp, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility, Bob.
That's Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone, along with my co-host, who also does videography. He does so many different things, the very accomplished Jim Cleefield. And we're with one of the winners, a very interesting man. He's Dr. John Connolly. He's the co-founder of Castle Connolly Medical Limited. Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Bob. Good to be here.
It's good to have you. Now, the first thing that comes to mind when you're doing this was a startup when you started it. You decide to build a practice like this. Now, you are a doctor, but your specialty is education, etc. Why this field? Why a healthcare company? How did that come about?
Well, I was president of New York Medical College for over 10 years, and my partner, John Castle, was the chairman of the board. And he suggested, when I was ready to leave the medical college, I had been a college president for 20 years, to publish books to help people find the best doctors. And he suggested that because so many of our friends had called us and asked us for recommendations. And John figured if our friends needed that assistance, many other people did as well, and that's proved absolutely true.
Now, you're saying find the best doctors. Your firm is a medical group, or do you specialize in just in finding doctors, et cetera?
What we do is survey physicians and ask them who are the best in their community, their hospital, and throughout the nation for every medical specialty, every type of health problem. And our database right now is over 55,000 physicians across the country, and we have recently merged with Everyday Health with a terrific online company with a great newsletter, and they get over 25 million visitors a month at Everyday Health, so we expect to be serving many millions of more people with our services.
One should think, Dr. Connolly, the first thing that jumps to mind is technology. 55,000 doctors, and we're sure need to be segmented by specialty, by region, by subspecialty. You must have some pretty good programmers, and because that has to be fairly user-friendly.
Well, we do. We have a great team. We've been doing it for 26 years now, and we did publish books for many years, but now everything is available on the internet at castleconnolly.com.
How long, when you started this, how long did it take before you were able actually to publish something?
Well, we published our first book. We launched the company in December of 91, came out with our first book in 1994 because it took a few years to organize, to do the research, and our first book was Top Doctors in the New York Metro Area, and we surveyed over 40,000 physicians and analyzed all those results. So we came out with that first book in 1994. 5 years later, we surveyed over 230,000 physicians across the country and came out with a book called America's Top Doctors.
We've all seen that book, and now it's nice to know we found the founder. Of course, his name, John Connolly, Dr. John Connolly. He was a college president, a college of medicine before this. He's also, and why he's here today, one of the award winners, one of those being honored. He's the co-founder of Castle Connolly. Yes, Castle Connolly Medical Limited. It has his name on the front door. Wow. How many people work for you?
Well, our staff is about 16 people, and we're part of Everyday Health, which is over 300 people. So we've got a huge team working with us today.
A couple of things that come to mind, just having helped a family member through the channels of healthcare. She had very serious back surgery, many different doctors involved. Now, how much do you have to worry when you recommend a doctor that he's within the group that family uses? For example, a lot of doctors now, they they get an even larger group. So such as Penn Medical, your internist may be from there, your neurologist, your surgeon. Do you have to consider that? Do you put that on your information pages?
We do. And, you know, the basis of our selection is nominations by other doctors.
Yes.
In every specialty for every disease. And then our research team does research on their background. We check their education, their residency, their disciplinary history, their malpractice history, reviews by patients, everything. And we narrow the ones that are nominated down to those that we include on our list. Now, at the same time, we say very clearly, we don't identify every excellent doctor. There are over 800,000 in the country. And we offer a narrative to help people find a good doctor on their own, where they can get the information to check out the doctor. Because one of the important principles is not only finding the best doctor, but avoiding the few bad ones that are out there. And as in any profession, there are some doctors you don't want to see. And if you can avoid them, that's a major achievement as well.
Dr. Connolly, one of the things that we also deal with these days is advocacy. Have you ever considered within your practice or within this firm that you built helping people advocate better for themselves? For example, you go to one doctor and they'll say, what medications are you taking? And then you go see the doctor they referred you to 2 days later and they start all over. And so you're left there to go over all the medications with them, or maybe they might know. What is being done in the field to coordinate all that?
We have not done that. And one of the reasons is because we believe that the physicians know best, that they have the patient's medical history. They meet with them, they talk with them, hopefully they listen carefully when they're talking with the patients, and they're really the ones that can offer the appropriate diagnosis and treatment. So, you know, we have a lot of respect for physicians, and we think they're extremely well trained, and they can really deliver great care.
Dr. Connolly, you're an impressive man, and we need to get back to you a little bit. Again, our guest, one of the 10 honorees today, John Connolly, co-founder of Castle Connolly Medical Limited, and you just, of course, affiliated with the name of that other group? You just grew?
No, we're an independent company, now part of Everyday Health. We work with every hospital basically in the country, particularly the major medical centers. We work with all of the hospitals in this community, you know, whether it's the Westchester Medical Center, White Plains Hospital, Lawrence, all of them. And we're a very neutral observer.
Understood. I guess my question was more about the firm that you are working with, not the hospital or whatever.
A firm, Everyday Health, you mean?
Yes.
Well, that firm is a terrific firm. They publish a great online newsletter. In fact, they publish a number of newsletters. And if you go to their website, everydayhealth.com, people can find a newsletter for men's health, general health, women's health, children. It's a terrific resource. And as I said, we used to get about 250,000 visitors to our website a month, which is a big number.
Sure.
They get 25 million. So we're going to be able to bring our vital information to so many more people. So we're really excited about the future.
Okay, we're going to ask you to go over the websites again in a minute. But first, you're an accomplished guy, but you don't have an ego, and we need you to have one now. You've been the president of a medical college, and now you started your own firm that has been very successful, and that will help millions of people, quite frankly. What did you like more? What do you like more? What gave you the most satisfaction?
Well, I love what I do.
Clearly.
And I love starting businesses and running businesses. My partner, John Castle, is head of a major merchant banking firm. I work with them. And I just have always loved helping people. As a president of a community college, before I was president of the medical college, it was the same kind of role. So, you know, I'm 79 today, and I'm still working.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And well, not today, but...
Oh, okay. Well, because I'm 10 years younger than you, so you give me... Because I intend to still work, and I'm glad.
I'm looking for another 20 years of work.
I want you to have that. So what you can, let's wrap with this. If people want to get at your products, how do they do that?
I couldn't hear that.
Get at your products.
Well, it's all online today, castleconnolly.com. And that leads you to not only the list of top doctors, but a lot of other great medical healthcare information as well, particularly how to choose a top doctor, if you don't find one on our website.
Before you go, Dr. John Connolly, I'm going to take a shot. Are you from Boston?
I am.
Are you a Red Sox fan?
No, I'm not. And the reason is, I'm a Yankee fan.
You're near perfect. My God.
And there, so many of my relatives were avid, crazy Red Sox fan. It was no fun joining them in their misery for so many years. And I became a Yankee fan instead of a Red Sox. And also, I grew up listening to the New York Giants. There were no New England Patriots when I...
Well, that's right.
So the Giants were my heroes and still are.
My goodness, what a great man. All right, Dr. John Connolly, one of the 10, and only 10 are honored today at the Healthcare Heroes event right here at the Lake Isle Country Club. We're at Molino's Restaurant. Congratulations again.
Thank you very much, Bob. Good to be with you.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you, Doctor. We're going to take a break, and we will be back after these words.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good afternoon once again, and we have returned. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we are broadcasting live from the Lake Isle Country Club, specifically in Molino's Restaurant. We're here for the 2019 Healthcare Heroes event. And we're brought to you this day by, of course, produced by Shaw Creative. We're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, the Salem Golf Club. Don't forget to download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Matthew, welcome aboard once again.
Thank you very much, Bob. And I'd also like to remind everyone to like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio and follow us on Instagram at Shark Creative.
That's Matt Kane, our engineer. I'm here with my co-host, also does videography and other stuff, does just about everything, Jim Cleefield. And again, I'm Bob Marone. Now, I am looking at the most recent copy of Westchester Magazine. It talks about summer travel. It even is all about the event today. Swing into our 60-page golf guide, hiking and biking, and a lovely woman riding a bike on the cover. We're going to ask now the senior editor, Nick Brandy, what it's like to run such an iconic magazine. Hello, sir.
Well, nice to be with you, Bob, and thank you very much for having me today. It's a very talented and dedicated team that creates Westchester Magazine month after month. It's a lot of fun. We work with great people, and the community tends to treat us very well. We get a lot of cooperation with our media partners and with the community at large. And really, each new issue of Westchester Magazine, we look at it as a new adventure.
I bet. Now, everyone in the publishing, broadcasting, media business knows that running a magazine today is a tough business. The national magazine struggle, yours being regional, you're doing a great job and you're doing well. What's the difference?
Okay, good question. The market for well-produced, well-executed regional lifestyle publications seems to be following a track that is unique and specific to it, as opposed to the track, as you alluded, of national magazines. National magazines have traditionally tried to be many things to many people, gathering information from all corners in a way that keeps them relevant. What our research and the research of the industry as a whole has found is that if you know your market and you address their needs and concerns and predilections, you can remain relevant, especially if you package it all with top quality production values. And that's what we strive for. We want to be relevant. We're about Westchester. We're not about the United States or New York State or anywhere else. We're about Westchester and Westchesterites. And we have lots of senior members of the staff who have grown up here, been with the magazine for a very long time. So they know the market. They know the readership. We get out into the community as often as possible. And I think because of that, we are able to remain relevant in what is, as you correctly point out, is a challenged marketplace for many, many other publications.
That voice you hear is that of Nick Brandy. He's the senior editor here at Westchester Magazine, the sponsors of this event today. I signed up. In fact, we remind many people, you want to get the updates from Westchester Magazine, and I get them on my email almost every day. And one of the things that I've noticed over the years is you catch what's trending. Like in the last several months, I noticed a lot of emails about food. When the real estate market was hot, there was a lot about the real estate market. How do you stay on top of that and stay so relevant?
Thank you very much. That's another good question. What I think is a key factor in the attribute you describe is that unlike other organizations that have a print arm and a digital arm, we work side by side, literally, every day, with a very talented, hip, young, savvy digital publishing crew. They're well educated, they're up on what's going on, and we sit side by side. And there's crosstalk between the print editors and writers and the digital writers and editors every day. We pitch stories to each other. We talk about packaging strategies that would allow them, with their utilities and immediacy, to get something up on the site that's salient right away. And then we talk about, okay, how can we present this, a counterpart to this in print that is worth the readers catching up on a month from now or 2 months from now, run. So I think it's the seamless integration and constant cooperation and collaboration with our digital publishers going both directions that each complements the other.
You know, in looking at your table today, it reminded me of, I had a meeting doing radio covering the county executive, and I'm sitting in one of their waiting rooms, and there was a book there about businesses in Westchester, locales in Westchester, parks in Westchester. It was your magazine. It was a specialty magazine. You had everything in there. I was tempted to steal it, but then I went and got my own. You do those kinds of things too, and that and what you've just said raises this question. You're the editor. What you do, what winds up in the magazine, these are decisions you have to make every day. How do you stay current?
One thing we do is we try to keep up on as much media as we can on all platforms and formats. So we have people who are very social media savvy. We keep the print editors. We don't allow the print editors to steep themselves in, you know, the traditional platforms of publishing. We insist that they follow Instagram too. They see what's going on in Facebook too, Snapchat, all the major social media platforms. And we have a great team. The editor-in-chief is John Turiano. He's been with the magazine a very long time. Our talented managing editor is Amy Partridge.
We know her well.
That's right. You work with Amy all the time. And we three work together with our other editors to produce the best product possible. And these editors I'm referring to are up-and-coming superstars, specifically Sam, Paul, and Gina are very up-and-coming, talented. They're wunderkinds in their own right, and we've lamented every year that we can't include them in our 914 Inc. Wunderkind competition. Mm-hmm. Deserve to be there.
Tell us about 914 Inc. as well. You know, the Westchester magazine that I'm looking at is not the only dog in the pony show.
That is true. Now, Amy Partridge, whom we just discussed a moment ago, is the executive editor of 914 Inc. I assist her in that endeavor. It's her baby. She does a remarkable job. She's not only very bright and an excellent writer and editor, she seems to have almost an innate savvy for business journalism that is not an automatic thing. It's the kind of thing where I found, at least, you kind of either have it or you don't.
It's almost intuitive.
It is. I would agree with that. And Amy's brain is just hardwired to know how to make an attractive business publication. And every issue we put out of 914 Inc., which is a quarterly, I learn something new and interesting from her every issue.
We're talking with Nick Grandy. He's the senior editor here at Westchester Magazine, 914 Inc., of course, one of them. You know all of their different events that they write about and that they undertake, the Wunderkinds, 40 Under 40, etc. Where is your magazine headed? What's the future of this business as it relates to Westchester Mag 914 Inc.?
Well, it probably goes without saying that we've invested a lot of time, energy, capital, and resources to make WestchesterMagazine.com everything that Westchester Magazine is, you know, from a print standpoint. We want to continue to strive to be colorful, easily digested. People are busier now than arguably they've ever been. I've heard sociologists and other cultural anthropologists say that, so it's probably true, right? However, there still is a thirst for substance. So the art is getting content in there for all tastes. We need to have a lot of fun and friendly departments that are easily digested quickly for people on the run. But we also want to show that we have teeth. We have credible journalists. We have people who have written for the New York Times, Washington Post, Huffington Post, Daily News. We have a lot of veteran freelance contributors, and we want to show them off.
Of course.
So we definitely intend to continue to save room for the longer form narratives on current hot topics facing Westchesterites and taking deeper dives into those subjects.
Well, we wish you continued success. Thanks for making this time for us. We know we'll see you again. Wunderkinds is coming up. Nick Grandy, senior editor of Westchester Magazine. Thank you so very much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
The pleasures always are. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
We're back once again. Remember, we are live at the Lake Isle Country Club in Eastchester, New York, in Westchester at Molino's Restaurant. We are Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live for the 2019 Healthcare Heroes event. We're produced this afternoon by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life Science.
That's Matt Kay and our engineer. I'm Bob Marone. My co-host this afternoon, Jim Cleefield, also handles videography. Now, the thing about this event is there are only 10 winners. There are 10 people who have excelled in the field of healthcare. And every one of us has had a nurse or a nurse in charge of other nurses or a nurse in charge of the floor or the doctor's office that we could speak well of who helped us. We have one such person with us. The full name, Carolyn Conway Ryan. She says Carol Ryan's good enough. Registered nurse and what's BSN mean?
A bachelor's in nursing.
Oh, now your bio says that you started as a volunteer as a teenager.
I did.
Where at?
At the United Hospital in Port Chester, which is no longer there.
Now, are you a Westchester woman?
I grew up in Rye, and I live in White Plains. So yeah.
Okay, so when you volunteered, was it something that you did for school, or did you say, I really want to help people? Was that in your gut already?
It was in my gut. I started on my 14th birthday, as soon as I got my working papers.
14th birthday. Was it what you thought it would be, and how much did you enjoy it?
Yes, it was, but nursing has changed so much over the years, and now I have the pleasure of not being in nursing, but being outside of nursing and using my nursing skills with my team to help the nursing staff and the physicians and all the other clinicians improve their practice every single day.
Well, that's where we were headed, but now obviously, like many people in many fields, an airline pilot gets graduated to run the division or his airline so he or she doesn't fly anymore. You're managing nurses. You need to know the business. What is it about nursing? Let's take it from there for a moment. That captured your heart like this. And then you mentioned it changed. How did it change?
I loved helping people. My neighbor when I grew up was a girl who had cerebral palsy and needed a lot of help. And her mom was just an amazing woman and a hero of mine who was a volunteer at the hospital as well. And so she kind of inspired me to do it myself. And it has changed over the years. It's gotten so much more technical. It's everything that we do now is data-driven. Everything that we do is based on evidence-based practice, and we have all kinds of flashy dashboards, and we can have information out quicker. We can measure ourselves against other hospitals across the country. So it's a lot. It's just, moved with the times.
One of the things we've noticed is there's hardly any paper anymore when you go to the hospital or the doctor's office. The only people who have paper are the people, and even they have only a little bit, giving out business cards at the front desks. That has to have been a challenge over the years to learn all that.
Yes, and my department where I work now is in charge of the electronic medical record. We have had to create one from scratch because we are the Elizabeth Seton Pediatric Center. We're long-term care for some very medically complex children, which is a little different than acute care hospital, and it's a little different than long-term.
We're going to get to that. We're talking with Carol Ryan. I almost said Conway. That's her middle name. Carolyn Conway Ryan. And we wanted you to know about her first because she is the winner. But what's her role today? She's the Vice President of Quality at Elizabeth Seton Children's Hospital. And as she has said, she runs an organization or is part of the management team that deals with children. How compromised are these children typically, and what are your concerns for them?
Well, just to give you an idea, about half of our children live on ventilators and have ventilation support. For us, that doesn't mean that they're bedbound. We get them up. That we have a school in the building. They go to school every day. We give them a very cheerful environment, but their healthcare needs are just really extreme. We have five board-certified pediatricians. We have a large nursing component. We have respiratory therapists and a lot of therapists on board. And these are children who have survived, but maybe years ago would not have survived.
No, these are kind of, perhaps they had an accident, a brain injury, or cystic fibrosis, or what types of conditions generally?
We have a lot of neurological conditions. We have a lot of extremely premature births. We do have some traumatic injuries as well.
Oh, my. Again, Carol Ryan, tell us about your organization. How big is it? How many children are you treating at any one time?
We have 169 children, and we're always full. Many of them have lived with us for many, many years. And right now, we are trying to actually create a young adult program so that we those children who are get to be 21 that would normally age out and go to an adult nursing home will be able to stay with us so that they can get the same kind of level of care.
Now, we know in some cases in long-term care, acute medical facilities, some people are able to be weaned off of ventilators. Do any of your children have that prospect?
Yes, that does happen. A lot of times they come to us from another place, like an acute care hospital, where they tried to wean them and they couldn't. And even though those children, we are sometimes able to wean them and also sometimes able to get them to go home.
That's wonderful if you can. I know of some cases, of course, in these cases, seniors, where they have the ventilator on their throat and the goal is to slowly wean them off and even get them to eat again in a normal way.
Yes, and we're pretty successful with that, particularly if the child is very young. And as they develop sometimes, their respiratory system develops, and we are able to accomplish that.
You know, Carol Ryan, you mentioned something that is quite interesting. We see it with children who are on the spectrum. But where people get to be a certain age and they could lose the health care that they've known all their life, what a wonderful idea to have an adult program. How close are you to that?
We are trying to get funding right now. We're putting together a program, speaking to architects, and our CEO, Pat Tersey, is extremely passionate about this project, and when we set our minds to do something, we do it. We just opened 32 new beds 2 years ago in our building, which is only 7 years old, so we're hoping to get this off the ground in the next couple of years.
Do you still love what you do as much as you did when you were one-on-one with patients?
Absolutely. And one of the things that's consistent over all my 40 years of working is that the people I work with are just amazing. Their healthcare industry has some absolutely incredible staff at all levels, from the staff to leadership, and I've had the pleasure working with so many of them in my career.
Well, we want to congratulate you for being one of, and I love the title of this, Healthcare Heroes. Carolyn is the Vice President of Quality at Elizabeth Seton Children's Center. If someone is interested in accessing your facility, whom should they call? How do they check it out?
We're on the internet. We're actually in the middle of changing our name to Elizabeth Seton Children's Center. But we are on the internet. We are in Yonkers. We love giving tours and sharing our story with people.
Well, first of all, thank you very much. Second of all, congratulations. Anyone listening can tell, as we can here in this little studio booth, why you do what you do. Thank you very, very much, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're going to take another break. Boy, these are special people, aren't they, Matt?
Very much so.
Wow. All right. We'll be back right after these words.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live here from Molinos at Lake Isle in Eastchester for the sixth annual Westchester Magazine's Healthcare Heroes Luncheon. It's the sixth time they've hosted, my third time here. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host. Thanks again to my good friend Bob Marone doing the first half of the show. And we want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Breezemont Day Camp, a day camp wrapped in a a sleepaway facility in Armagh. Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe and the White Plains YMCA Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility. Well, we've been honoring 10 wonderful heroes here today who have made a difference in patients' lives. Caring for lives has really been a calling for all of them, and this next gentleman here is with us is no exception. He's been in the medical community for many, many decades. His name is Dr. Marvin Lipman, and he's with Scarsdale Medical Group, also Section Chief Emeritus of Medicine at White Plains Hospital. Congratulations to you, Doctor. Well deserved today.
Thank you.
Before we get into your story, what was your reaction when you were told you were one of the 10 heroes today?
Well, I sort of questioned it to begin with. As I said inside, I thought the term hero referred to a one-foot-long meatball sandwich. And I wasn't much for heroes, but since I've heard some of the stories here today, or read some of the stories before coming here today, these people who are my colleagues are truly healthcare heroes.
Well, it says here, like, your inspiration to become a doctor was a result of your two uncles, because they were physicians as well. That's how it all began all those years ago?
Right, when I was a little kid. I had two uncles who were very formative in my young years with regard to influencing me to come into medicine.
In the beginning, you were talking about your involvement with the medical field really started with education. You see patients on a regular basis even all these years later.
Right.
But tell us about the education aspect, because you worked with Consumer Reports, which is here in Yonkers, and you started a newsletter with them, I understand?
We started I've been with Consumer Reports since 1967, and in 1989 we started a monthly newsletter called Consumer Reports on Health. And in that newsletter, I did a monthly column called Office Visit, in which I used various patients as anecdotes, true stories, and went on to develop...
Go ahead.
And went on to develop... develop stories that... symbolized the cases we were discussing. And in addition to anecdotal material of that sort, we also did a number of articles on patient-doctor relationships. How to get along with your doctor, how to fire your doctor, how to hire a new one, things of that sort, which most patients want to hear about. And we were well-read.
And here you are all these years later, and Doctor, we thank you so much. Congratulations to you once again in your honor as being one of the healthcare heroes. Best of luck to you.
Great.
Thank you. Dr. Marvin Lipman, ladies and gentlemen of Scarsdale Medical Group, again, one of the 10 healthcare heroes honored here at this 6th annual luncheon, hosted by Westchester Magazine, by the way. My name is Jim Cleveland. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Back with more in just a moment.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.